From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Georgia Grown Program, a division of the Georgia Department of Agriculture, released a new ad campaign featuring Georgia Ag Commissioner Tyler Harper, Governor Brian Kemp, and First Lady Marty Kemp. According to MorningAgClips.com, the ads highlight Georgia Grown specialty crops and encourage everyone to take the Georgia Grown Challenge by comparing Georgia Grown products to any other state's produce. Learn more at GeorgiaGrown.com. Well, it's been forecasted for months, but now in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's monthly outlook, forecasters issued an El Niño advisory. AgriMarketing.com reports the climate phenomenon occurs every 2 to 7 years on average. Typically moderate to strong El Niño conditions during the fall and winter result in wetter than average conditions from Southern California up the Gulf Coast and drier than average conditions in the Pacific Northwest and Ohio Valley. And the USDA will accept more than 1 million acres of the land offered for entry into the Land Idling Conservation Reserve during the recent sign-up for large tracts of land. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tells Agriculture.com contracts expire on 2 million acres in the reserve this fall, and enrollment of 23 million acres is well below the ceiling of 27 million. Landowners offered 1.2 million acres during the general sign-up that ended April 7th.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.